Some musicians learn by following the rules. Others discover their own path by turning the knobs, changing the tuning, and seeing where the music takes them. That's exactly what happened for this week's musical guest, Dominic Antonelli. As a teenager, he stumbled into alternate guitar tunings and found a whole new way to express himself through instrumental music.
He's been expanding his craft through studies in music production and recording while preparing for his new album, which was released May 27th. He's now on his first international tour. Dominic, welcome to the Community Campfire.
Thank you all so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Dominic Antonelli?
I'm 33 years old. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I currently live just outside of Fort Collins, Colorado, in a small little town called La Porte. I've been playing guitar for 21 years now, and the guitar that I have with me is my best friend, and she's 21 years old too, and been all over with me, so...
Do you celebrate birthdays with the guitar?
No, but that's an interesting idea.
Tell us a little bit about how you got into music in the first place.
Yeah, so I was introduced to music very young. Both of my parents, heavy duty into different types of music. And my first concert was James Taylor when I was, I think, 4 or 5 years old.
Ah, great first pick, yeah.
Yeah. And some of my earliest memories are being in my dad's truck, going to learn how to ride my bike, and the Grateful Dead and the Allman Brothers and Marshall Tucker and the Outlaws. And, you know, so I was very immersed in a lot of different types of music very early on. Then as I was progressing through childhood, there were a few things that happened earlier in my life that we could just call them traumatic experiences that I didn't know how to process. It left me pretty numb. And so whenever I started playing the guitar, I thought I wanted to just hang out with my dad. You know, I was like, okay, he plays guitar. I'm gonna ask him to teach me some things so we can hang out. I guess in hindsight, I had realized that this was helping me start to process some of these things that I didn't know how to vocalize or even know that were there, you know, from pushing them down. With that being said, I didn't really have the mental and emotional capacity to sit down and study and understand how the guitar works. It was more like, oh, I need to move stuff inside of me.
Yeah.
With just a few things that my dad taught me, I just started exploring, and then I found the alternate tunings, and that completely changed my life.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what that means? I mean, for somebody who doesn't play guitar, what's an alternate tuning?
So at the top of the guitar, there are these little tuning knobs.
Yeah.
Okay, and so that adjusts the tension of the string. And so the standard tuning that music theory is mapped out in and that most people play in because it's easier to connect with others, it's E, A, D, G, B, E. Those are the notes.
Yeah. The way I remember it is Eddie ate dynamite, goodbye, Eddie.
Oh, I've never heard that one. Nice. Yeah, and so that's like the main jam for a lot of guitar players. But if you adjust that tuning knob, you're adjusting that pitch and the resonance that's coming out of the string. And so there's literally hundreds of different tunings that you can explore. But most people don't go there because it mixes up all the notes. So everything that they know and can go to completely changes.
Right. It's like on a piano, if you expected one key to be one note and it's a different note, it would take a while for your brain to flip and understand that.
Totally.
And this first song that you're going to be playing for us, do you explore some alternate tunings here?
Yes. So it's the tuning is E, A, C sharp, E, B, E. So it's similar to standard, just two of the strings are changed. But yeah, that's the tuning.
Wow. Have you ever like been in a tuning and then forgot you were in that tuning and just rolled with it? Or
yeah, so with this way it's been more intuitive rather than mentally mapping out and understanding like, okay, this is this chord, this is this scale. For me it was more about intuition and feeling based rather than understanding. So to answer your question, yeah, it kind of opened this world to where I was more feeling what was present rather than planning.
That makes sense. Well, what's the name of your first song that you're going to be playing for us today?
It's called Thank You, Teacher.
Thank You, Teacher. And can you give us a little background of the origins of this song?
I study this form of energy therapy. It's called pranic healing. It's a form of energy therapy based out of the Philippines. The teacher, his name is Master Choa Kuk Sui, and his teachings in life in general have really propelled me forward in ways that I never knew were possible. It's interesting because the energy therapy world also first came to me intuitively, mm-hmm. but then I started studying. And that's like kind of what's also happening with the music. Because as you had mentioned earlier, I'm in a music and recording arts program. So now I'm diving into standard tuning with the guitar. I've dove into more structured energy therapy practices. But yeah, to answer your question, it's a thank you to my teacher for these gifts that he has offered that I apply in my life.
Well, here's a thank you, teacher, right here on the Community Campfire. Thank you.
Dominic, thank you so much for playing that this morning. That was a really lovely tune there, and I loved all the harmonics you were playing and stuff. A lot of fun.
Thank you, Mitch.
You're definitely setting the mood for the day for everybody out there.
Thank you.
Can you talk a little bit more about how you found that music was blending with your spiritual healing?
See, for me, like, music was the first piece of going into deep, dark places. That really guided my life in a very unconventional way. And I've done a lot of things that people say statistically are impossible, but have happened in my life. And the music really helped pave the way for that. And then being introduced to different alternative forms of healing processes where I was having tangible experiences, things that seemed to be invisible or, you know, hocus pocus or whatever, but I was having experiences that really were altering the way I was thinking, altering the way that I felt in my body. I think the music led to that, and then that led me to wanting to help other people doing that myself. And so over those years, I've started gathering information and tools that I would mix intuitively, as well as very structurally, very intellectually. And I started bringing all the things together. For example, if I work with somebody in an energy therapy session, I'll bring my guitar in and add and do kind of like a sound healing thing with instrumental acoustic guitar. I took an integrative health anatomy class, and I learned about cells and how cells respond to light and vibration. And with sound being a full range of frequency, it just makes me curious. And if we're like sacks of water, you know, we're like made up of a lot of water, water holds and is impacted by vibration. To me, it's curious, is there a way to consciously change how we use vibration in cellular interaction?
Yeah, I mean, music is healing. I've been to the sound bowl therapy sessions and stuff, and you definitely come out of that feeling different and better than when you go in, right? Mm-hmm. So it's cool that you're exploring that space.
You're just joining us. We're sitting down with Dominic Antonelli. He is on his first international tour, stopping by the studios before moving on, I think, to Montana next or Oregon. Is that the next state you get to hit?
Well, actually, first June 19th night, I'll be in Reno. And then back to California, and then back to Oregon, and then back to Washington, British Columbia, Alberta. Yeah.
Going all over the place. And you said this was your first tour ever, right?
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about that experience, being your first tour? What is it like hitting the road and going to all these places you've never been before?
From the outside, it looks amazing and super cool. But on the inside, it's amazing and cool and so much more.
Right.
It's been an incredible amount of work and stress, but it's like stretching my character. It's stretching what I believe is possible for myself. I get to meet amazing people like you guys, and I feel like it's not just about going out and playing music. It feels like there's something else that's needed right now, and it kind of bridges that healing aspect. Like, things are kind of strange in a lot of ways, and there's a big range of human experience that people are going through, and I feel like it's really important to remind people of hope and how essential that is to our humanity. And I think that's a big piece of me going out on tour and sharing the type of music that's coming through me.
We'd love to hear another song from you to wrap up the show. What are you going to play for us to finish up today?
The song is called Ceaseless Music, and it's off of my new album. The album is called The Only Road Home. Can I share one little thing about this song? So I'm in a music and recording arts program at a local community college in Fort Collins. And I took a songwriting class, and I had to write a song a day for the entire semester.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so back on like May 11th, I had to turn in a booklet of 100 songs. Starting at the end of January.
Yeah. Did you cram for it and just do them all in like 2 days?
No. but I did do like 11 or so in like 2 days. But not the full 100. I was trying to be diligent. I'm like, no, this is a process. I'm learning something here. It's not. Yeah. And so this song, Ceaseless Music, is one of those songs that came out of that class. And
So if people want to find it, and where do they find your music and find out where you are next in the world?
Yeah, so I have a link tree, which has all of the links, and that's D Antonelli Music is the link tree. But you can find me on Facebook and Instagram under Dominic Antonelli Music. I'm posting there every day. I have things up on Spotify and Apple Music and other streaming services, as well as Bandcamp.
Well, we're ready for some ceaseless music right here on the Community Campfire. Dominic, thank you for coming in.
Thank you all. I appreciate you very much.
Simple surface mind distorts the expanse. Oh, it dwells in wholeness, all that dwells in the heart of a man. The soul itself is the song, ceaseless music.
Thank you.